The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. We're on Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 AM. Liam's at the helm here today, and I know what national day it is, June 6th. It's the, I think it's the 78th anniversary of the landing of D-Day. In Normandy,
oh.
The landing of the troops in, for the final push to destroy the Third Reich.
And your father.
Father landed that day, yep.
And when we went to Normandy,
we did.
We were able to
walk across, you know, the same beaches he walked. Oh. Except you and I were sauntering, and I'm pretty sure he was running faster than that.
Well, we definitely want to go back and spend, we were with a group. And it was, although it was...
it was my sister. And,
yes, you know, all the family.
Yeah, all the family.
And my father, who's a Korean War veteran. But anyway, so we took a group of veterans. We had a great time. But we definitely want to go back and, like, feel like it's a three-day, four-day trip just to be and get the Normandy. I think we just need to get a really chance to see the museum.
Oh, we did. We did.
Yeah, we... So.
Anyway, but today is June 6th, 78th anniversary of D-Day. We're 170,000
Dave.
Americans, British, French, mm-hmm. Who else, invaded or took the first step in taking back Europe from Hitler. So, what's the weather look like?
Currently 62 degrees. You know, I think we're looking at a very interesting week of weather. 62 degrees right now. It looks like we're going to have about 85 today. We know that we had that beautiful weekend of rain. Looks like mostly clear tonight with overnight skies of 62. Tuesday calls were mostly sunny with a high of 92. Now, here's what we get with our jump in the weather. Wednesday calls were mostly sunny with a high of 93. And Thursday, get ready, folks. Now we start to get up into the higher weather of 99 and partly cloudy on Thursday night with overnight lows of 71. Friday, now we get into the triple digit weather. Friday, 103, and Saturday calls for, again, about 98 and sunny with 91. So the two hot days of this week are Thursday and Friday. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, our friends in Anderson, locally owned and operated senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay. Hey, welcome aboard today. And with us is Eric Jensen. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning, Carl. How are you?
You look like you've aged 46 years. Nah, I'm just kidding. You still look like the young man about lawyer about town. So, hey.
It's been quite an adventure, that's for sure. Good morning. How are you?
Thank you very much, Eric. And I'm looking at your website right now for those people who would like to find out more about Eric. Go to Jensen, JENSENFOR. That's JensenForDA.com. We were talking about D-Day and Constitution and that kind of thing, but on your website you have the two enemies of the people are criminals and government. So let us tie the second down with the chains of the Constitution so the second will not become a legalized version of the first.
Amen.
The only thing needed for the triumph of evil is good men to do nothing.
Yep. That's I think those are very relevant quotes for today. You know, we have an issue of distrust in the general public, both locally and nationally, for bureaucrats who have taken hold of office and will do virtually anything to maintain that power. And I think that there is a sense of disconnection between an established elite that holds the power and a citizenry that feels like their voices are not being heard. One of the things that I have encountered during the course of my campaign traveling throughout this beautiful county are people, particularly in the rural areas, who feel like they are not being heard at all by their local district attorney. They, you know, I was out in the Intermountain area And several people had reported to me that they had stopped bothering to report any crime because they knew that nothing would happen. So, you know, this is the kind of thing that I'm hoping to correct, to give people, regardless of where they live in this county, a voice, that their some assurance that their concerns will be addressed. And I think there's a variety of ways that we can do that. One of the ways that I have mentioned in my campaign is empowering people to protect themselves. A lot of people have concerns about defending themselves or their property for fear of running afoul of the law. They may be anecdotal accounts, but I hear them quite often, where people have exercised their right to self-defense in this county and have found themselves sitting in a defendant's chair where there is a situation, absent injury, nobody was hurt, but our local district attorney had decided to prosecute them. You know, we had a situation, I think it was a week and a half or a week ago at the local grocery outlet, where a 78-year-old veteran was being harassed by a guy who had been stopped by Reading Police Department, he was allegedly saying that he had, was going to shoot people or had a gun. Comes across this veteran at the grocery outlet here on Cypress and starts to harass him, follows him into the store, and says some things that I can't say on the radio. And this veteran who had a CCW let him know that he was armed. And this man, who was much younger, I think in his 30s, had said that he was going to beat him. I'm saying it in a nice way. It was said right. A lot more gruff than that. But and then eventually threw him against the milk display in that store, and the man did brandish a gun. It was a 22, and fired a round off that was able to stop the attack. I don't believe that the perpetrator, the 30-year-old, was seriously injured at all. But he was told that he was going to be prosecuted for attempted murder. And those are the kind of things that make a citizenry very wary of exercising their right to self-defense. And when you have holes or gaps in law enforcement, you have communities that don't have quick response times, and we have a lot of those in our county, this is a real issue. So that's one of the things. The other is just making sure that we prosecute all of the crimes that come across our desk. This was mentioned in the radio show that you guys did with Ms. Bridgette on Friday. But there are a lot of cases that law enforcement refers to her office that she does not pursue. She had a long-winded explanation for that. But the fact of the matter is that 28% of the cases that went across her desk last year, she did not file on. It's roughly 3,000 cases. So you can say that you're tough on crime, but if you don't pursue those cases, I think that's a very I think that's quite telling. And when I talk to law enforcement officers on the street, that's their biggest complaint, that things are not being prosecuted. Now, we have the excuse of Prop 47 and all the bad legislation that's come out of Sacramento. But none of those prevent you from prosecuting. What they do is that they impact how you can prosecute. They take things from felonies and drop them down to misdemeanors. But it doesn't prevent you from prosecuting the crimes in the first place, and that's the first step. So we have to support our local officers. We have to empower communities. And another part of my program to empower communities is I have a guy on my team who I'm very excited. Now, this has happened since we last talked, which was we were trying to figure out before I got on the air, two months ago?
I don't know if it was that long, but it was something like that.
Yeah, so, I mean, a lot has happened since. One of those things that has happened is that Tom Toller has agreed to come back to the district attorney's office here in Shasta County and be part of my team. Tom has impeccable credentials. He has 25 years in criminal law, but more importantly, he has 10 years out of Sacramento training district attorneys and creating manuals and training seminars for law enforcement, et cetera. I mean, he's the guy who, like, in many senses, really literally writes the books. So he has agreed to be part of my administration, and one of the ways that I intend to use him, not only to improve the efficiency of the office there and increase conviction rates, which are presently abysmal, is to actually instruct the community. let them know how they can defend their person or their property without running afoul of the law. Understand what their rights are, how to collect evidence so that when they are a victim of a crime, that they can effectively create a case that can be prosecuted.
We're going to take a break on that note and more about, you know, Eric Jensen, Tom Toller, curious about more about him. Some other aspects with Eric, who'll be here till what, 8:15 this morning?
Till 8.
All right. So this portion of the show is brought to you by
Alaska Airlines. You can fly daily nonstop from Redding to Seattle with Alaska Airlines, and with one stop, get anywhere in the world. Enjoy a great weekend in the Pacific Northwest or fly to Seattle to take the Alaskan cruise. Book now at AlaskaAirlines.com/Redding. We'll be right back after these messages.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hey Shasta County, this is Chris Kellstrom, your Shasta County District 5 Supervisor candidate. In 2022, I hope we see some big changes, especially in our local politics. We've let career politicians and bureaucrats control our lives for far too long. I'm happy to say I am not a politician. I'm just a regular, red-blooded, hard-working, American-loving patriot who is tired of the same-o. I've worn the t-shirt for several years that says, "For evil to triumph, good men must do nothing." It's time for change, and this particular good man is going to do something. I'm Chris Kellstrom, and I look forward to earning your vote in 2022. You can reach me at 530-744-4539 or go to chriskellstrom.com to learn more. I also have a Facebook page, which is Chris Kellstrom for Shasta County Board of Supervisors, District 5.
Paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, Supervisor, District 5, 2022.
Ah, this is so frustrating.
What's up?
Well, I'm trying to order my wedding invitations on Vista.
Don't say it. Don't do it.
Huh?
If you're thinking of buying wedding invitations online, don't do it. Call Minuteman Press of Reading and keep that business local. Planning a wedding is tough enough without hassling with details like invitations. Minuteman Press of Reading is a full-service printer that will handle your cards from design to printing to envelopes. And their staff is super friendly and knowledgeable and can help you get what you really want.
You got the number?
It's 221-0400. That's 221-0400. Call now.
The pandemic has taken a toll on our country.
The Dow plunging hundreds of points. Its worst showing of the year.
A shaky economy. Financial strain. All made worse by politicians trying to take advantage.
California, New York, a lot of the blue states where businesses are really struggling to find people. And so what can they do?
Homelessness. Rising crime. Constitutional rights infringed upon by shutting down schools, churches, and small businesses.
There's a lot going on in the economy. There's a lot of uncertainty at the kitchen table.
Now is the time to stand up for community. Now is the time to move people forward.
I'm Kevin Cry. I'm not a politician. I'm a lifelong Shasta resident, and I don't recognize what our community has become. I'm running to lead with backbone. I'll prioritize public safety and make our community more affordable.
Our local leaders have let us down. We can do better.
Let's bring the North State back.
Paid for by committee to elect Kevin Cry, Shasta County Supervisor, District 1.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Proven experience. fighting for you.
This is Stephanie Bridget, your Shasta County District Attorney. I've spent 2 decades fighting for your safety. I've personally prosecuted murderers, rapists, and child molesters, sending them to prison for life. I have met with and advocated for thousands of victims, giving them a voice against those that have harmed them. I am tough on crime and support a bigger jail. Vote for me, Stephanie Bridget, on June 7th.
Paid for by Stephanie Bridget for District Attorney 2022.
I'm Ed Rollman, a third-generation Shasta County native, business owner, and founder of the Merchants Crime Watch. District Attorney Stephanie Bridget has a 20-year proven record of fighting for the safety of Shasta County, including protecting local businesses from repeat offenders. That's why I support her re-election. We don't need someone like her opponent, a workers' comp lawyer with no experience who will need on-the-job training. Vote Stephanie Bridget for Shasta County District Attorney.
Paid for by Stephanie Bridget for District Attorney 2022.
The popular Big Daddy Burger is back at Black Bear Diner. This massive burger sports 2 10-ounce patties and a 6-inch sesame seed bun. Add 2 onion rings, a fried egg, bacon, cheese, pickles, lettuce, tomato, mayo, and dressing. And, well, you've got a burger challenge. This month, only at Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio with Carl and the Bot. Good morning, 7:21 in the morning here on the 6th of June. In case I didn't say it, the news at the top of the hour is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Your
health, your choice. This portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite, Redding's Dish Premier local retailer, providing our area with the best value service in technology and TV for over 30 years. That's right, Doug Tooley. Veteran-owned business. He is the best. He takes care of your dish needs. This guy is just a true entrepreneur that wants to make sure that you are taken care of. And he has his whole family involved in this. This is great. B&T Satellite. Give him a call at 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Linda and I are here with Eric Jensen this morning. Let's go to the phones. Dwayne.
Yes.
Thanks for waiting.
Do you have a question for our guest, Dwayne?
I do, and a comment. About exactly a year ago, was taken into custody, for, no reason, actually, until, on April 30th. And then on the 3rd, I was charged with having a loaded firearm in Redding, in the city of Redding.
Uh-huh.
The section 25850A. And, it took them that many days to come up with a charge and ended up, that is a felony in Reading. I am a CCW, or was a CCW, owner of, well.
Yeah, holder. A permit. Yeah, a permit guy. Yeah.
A permit for over 8 years and, you know, did all the hunter safety classes since I was a kid. Anyway, being in town, the CCW apparently doesn't mean anything. What was eventually happened was it was reduced to a misdemeanor, and I just plead out on a misdemeanor because everything was ridiculous. There was no case. As I was vetting the current DA, and I spoke to Eric Jensen and described what had happened to me, and that apparently this is not uncommon that people that have, you know, that are law-abiding citizens, and I've had background checks for the better part of my life. I worked with at-risk youth and was a behavior management specialist. So I worked, you know, with several different charities and
so, Dwayne, do you have a question for Eric?
Yeah. The Reading law, which is an ordinance, it's not a law, it's a local law, because the Shasta County issues the CCWs, how would that be affected in Reading as far as, you know, people that are carrying in
town? So can you carry, if it's issued by Shasta County, can you carry in town? Yes.
Well, apparently you can't.
No. Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
You should be able to.
You can carry with a Shasta County CCW issued by the Sheriff's Office is good for any place in California, including Redding.
This ordinance
states
that unless
you're on prohibitive areas.
Well, you know, I think, is it Dwayne is the name?
Yes.
Dwayne? Yeah. I appreciate the call. I think it's good for people to hear these stories because all we have, you know, we had mentioned actually, I think the first time that I came on, Carl, that in many cases we are relegated to anecdotal accounts. These are things that don't make the news. The stories of injustice that I hear on the campaign trail are isolated. Such that they're not significant enough to garner any attention in our local news media. And I know that you rightfully have a bias towards, hard data, and I do too. So one of the things that we were able to just get after waiting 45 days, mind you, was some hard data from the DA's office. And I can tell you that in 2018, 2020, 2019, and 2021, so 4 years, you have 877 gun and ammunition-related offenses that have been charged by this self-professed pro-2A candidate. And I think that's one of the big, big issues that has been so troubling to me throughout the course of this campaign, is that I don't think that Ms. Bridget is who she professes to be. Excuse me.
Could you say that one more time? That there have been 192 people arrested for guns?
No, 877 gun and ammunition-related offenses charged in this county in just 4 years. What's interesting is that 90% of them, roughly, in each of those years were charged as felonies. Now, these are wobblers. These are things that could be charged as misdemeanors or felonies, but they're being charged as felonies. And so, you know, this is something that threatens people's future gun rights. But more importantly, this is about really, I mean, we are faced in this election with an ideological choice. There is a distinction, a very profound one, between my politics and hers. And she is trying to portray herself as a conservative, and I'm telling you, she is a left-of-center feminist, and that's fine. I have no problem with that. But what I have a problem with is a misrepresentation to the public. Our current president professes to be pro-2A, but I don't think anybody here in this room would agree with that statement. So, you know, in respect to Ms. Bridget, you know, one of the first things that she did, and we're on a conservative radio show, so I think this is appropriate to bring
we're
up.
We're on more of a middle of the road, but that's okay. okay.
Well, say what you feel.
Yeah, go on.
Say what you think.
Well, it's not what I think, it's just the facts. So, I mean, one of the first things that she did was she was a keynote speaker at the ACLU. We know that she has promoted ideas of social justice on the eve of the invaders into our town back in June of 2020. Where we are having civil unrest, she expressed sympathy for the protesters, she's also gone on record saying that she thinks that gun violence is one of the big issues facing our county. I disagree. I don't think that's the issue. But people should know where she stands, who she really is. And, I have been a lifelong conservative. I think my first foray into politics was before I was old enough to vote. I was 16. I was on the Pat Buchanan for President Committee. I agreed with his politics then. I agree with his politics now. We have an elite, an establishment that is out of touch with the people. That's why I'm running. I'm not a guy who is climbing up bureaucratic ranks. In fact, that's really angered my opponent. She said that I cut in line as if it was some sort of monarchy, and she was sitting on the throne as the queen. That's the way that these bureaucrats view their positions. You know, that this is some right, that this is some
divine right,
a crown that they can pass off to the next in line. And that's not the way it should be. This is an elected position for a reason. It doesn't go to the person who has the most experience. You know, the legislature understands this, and that's why they give the people of the county the opportunity to choose. And to date, nobody has had the opportunity to choose Stephanie Bridget. She was appointed by the Board of Supervisors, and she ran unopposed. And so I feel very proud that I've been able to give the people of this county an opportunity to have a choice. Something that I take great pleasure in. And people are relieved that they have an opportunity to choose. Politics matter in the position of district attorney. It is a nonpartisan position, but politics matter greatly. And we saw that in June of 2020, where there were George Soros appointed prosecutors throughout the country who were making political decisions to not prosecute cases where you had...
You're not saying that Stephanie Bridges...
No.
I'm not
suggesting that.
Okay.
But I am saying my point is that the politics matter. I'll give you one example.
I'll tell you what. Give us that example when we come back.
Okay.
Okay. We got to take a break. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Been in the business 15 years, and for 15 years they've been moving local dreams forward. They have four branches now. One course in 500 Riverside Way in Red Bluff, one right downtown in 1845 California Street. The main branch in the Cobblestone Shopping Center there on Hartnell, and the newest branch over in Anderson, 2727 Ventura Street. Cornerstone Community Bank. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. They are truly a local bank. We'll be right back.
Town where I was born lived a man who sailed to sea, and he told us of his life in the land of submarines. So we sailed unto the sun.
Why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because our Sleep Number 360 smart bed is really smart. It senses your movement and automatically adjusts to help keep you both comfortable. Plus, it's temperature balancing, so you stay cool. It's even smart enough to know exactly how long, how well, and when you slept, and to help you get almost 30 minutes more restful sleep per night. Sleep Number takes care of the science. All you have to do is sleep. Save $1,000 on the Sleep Number 360 Special Edition smart bed queen now only $19.99, plus free premium home delivery when you add a base. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Have you seen this article? Insurance companies are fleeing California.
More politics and regulations driving up the cost of insurance for all of us.
Isn't it always? Wait, don't we get to pick the insurance commissioner?
Yes. I was just reading about Vincent Eugene Allen. He's a doctor and a businessman. He's spending his own money running for insurance commissioner.
His own money, not Sacramento's?
His own money. Dr. Allen and his wife, Connie U. Allen, own 7 successful urgent care clinics in Los Angeles. He's an insurance expert.
What does he have to say?
He says we need to take political science out of the office of the insurance commissioner. Take a look at this website, electdrallen2022.com. Vincent Eugene Allen is proposing an independent statewide audit of insurance rates. That's a real policy proposal.
I'm marking my ballot for Vincent Eugene Allen for insurance commissioner and turning it in early. Don't forget to get yours in before June 7th.
Paid for by Dr. Allen for Insurance Commissioner 2022.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hello, Shasta County. My name is Chris Kellstrom, and I'm running for District 5 Supervisor. I am not a career politician, nor do I ever want to be. In fact, when I'm elected, I will immediately push for term limits for the Shasta County Board, the current board, as well as future boards. County politics should not be a career move. Overseeing a safe, frugal, friendly, and efficient county government should be seen as a civic duty, not a decades-long employment strategy. A vote for Chris Kellstrom is a vote for term limits and a more efficient, friendly county government. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, Shasta County Supervisor, District 5. Hey, Shasta County, Chris Kellstrom here, your District 5 candidate. Money is important in today's elections, and I'm happy to report that I have raised more money than any other candidate in Shasta County, and all without a single maximum amount contribution. I've been supported by a grassroots We the People group of friends and family, and I thank each and every one of them. We the People is exactly who I will answer to. Please remember Chris Kelster when it's time to vote this June. I will represent the people, not big donors and special interest groups. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kelstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
And good morning and welcome back to our Monday morning show.
When the election's over, are
KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. This is Carl and Linda Bott. This portion of the show is brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield and Repair. In fact, today I'm going to be taking my car in to Eric. I have a chip that just happened on the freeway, so I took it in. He said, yep, that's a fracture. You need to get it taken care of before we get into this heat. So thank God. Head on over if you have something like that happens to South Market Street. That's 3208 South Market Street, or give them a call at 241-8373.
Crackmaster Windshield Repair.
With us this morning is Eric Jensen, running for district attorney. We have him till 8 o'clock, and we covered some topics
this
morning.
Let's go to the phone.
Let's go to the phone. Stacy, good morning. Do you have a question for our guest?
Good morning, I do. I would like to know how he would handle a situation differently than Miss Bridget did.
Which one?
So my quick question would be is that in 2018, it was discovered that the Enterprise High School Sports Boosters, which is a 501c3 nonprofit separate from the high school, it's not part of the high school district, had been embezzled from. Their 30-plus years of money that they had collected, just all gone, left deep in debt. And I will just cut to the chase. As the board fought hard to make sure that this case didn't fall to the wayside, but they let the statute of limitations run out, and justice was never brought for the student-athletes of Enterprise High School.
So they had the person. Was the person arrested?
They identified the suspect very, very clearly, very quickly. This person did confess, and yet they still let the statute of limitations run out on this case.
That sucks. No, I mean, I hate to put it like that, but that sucks. Okay, thank you very much, Stacey.
Well, you know, this is a... yet another story that has not really garnered any attention in our local news. Now, the high school story that has garnered some attention in the local news, but not enough, in my opinion, is what's happening at a West Valley High School. That was one that Miss Bridget went on your show a couple weeks ago and claimed that she could not talk about because it involved minors. I'm telling you, that is hogwash. Nobody was asking her to reveal names. She could speak about it generally. And in fact, the mothers of two of the victims have been speaking out publicly about the injustice in that case. And the primary injustice being not only that they did not investigate what appears to have been, you know, years worth of abuse suffered by these children who were dropped off at the high school, but the excuses that they gave, the excuses that were given to them by the chief deputy district attorney, were that there were too many people involved, that it was part of a culture, that today's perpetrators were yesterday's victims. And what I have said repeatedly is that when I hear those things as a parent, I think that's precisely why you prosecute or why you at least investigate. And I'll tell you this, too. If there's people who are being wrongfully accused, an investigation would clear them of wrongdoing.
Mm-hmm. Well, so, going back to Stacy's question, if you became district attorney, can you reopen even if it's past? It's passed.
Yeah. So that's the tragedy. I mean, there are some of these cases where the statute of limitations is has already run. In the case of West Valley High School, there may be some time left, depending upon how the accusations are ferreted out. I mean, if it amounts to a sex crime, for instance, then they would have still some time. But time, the clock is ticking. I mean, these are things that, you know, you have to jump on them quickly and you have to do your due diligence. Now, one of the issues that we had talked about before was the difficulty in securing real hard data. And when I get into office, what I intend to do is to make sure that the office is transparent. This is one of the things that stuck out to me when I started this campaign as an attorney from private industry was the lack of objectively verifiable metrics from which the community could accurately assess the performance of that office. What you have are simply press releases. You don't have any data on their website. And so you're relegated to these stories that don't make the news. And then you're also relegated throughout the course of this campaign to people's word. And she has a position of authority. And a lot of times people believe her simply because she's saying she has the position that she has and she's saying what she's saying with authority. But unfortunately, it has been my experience throughout this campaign that much of what she has said is simply untrue. When she was on your show last week, or actually Friday. There were numerous examples of her being less than forthright. One of the things, I actually broke it down, you know, it started off at the 23:13 mark of that show, if you wanted to go into archives.
Okay.
And she said that they have not been talking about specific cases in respect to the Brady violations. Now, I can tell you that I have not made that a critical component of my campaign, but that statement is patently false. And I am giving you right here, Mr. Bott, a list of all of the alleged Brady violations. It has case citations. It has explanations for what the Brady violations were. Now, but the key thing is that she went on your show and said that they haven't been talking about specific cases. In fact, we have. And then there was the notion that we did not have solid numbers on conviction rates. That is patently untrue. In fact, I published a press release, didn't garner much attention, but on April 27th, 2022, based upon statistics from the Superior Court of our county, I laid out what the trial conviction rate was on both felony and misdemeanor cases. And in the most recent fiscal year, it was 45% for felonies, 38% for misdemeanors. She said that we hadn't arrived at a particular number. We had. And when she was talking, and I'll give you that right here. So, look, there's a whole host. And then I'll tell you one other thing that really I found quite interesting. She said that, okay, here we go. She said that at the 5606 mark, she said that she here's a quote from her, a direct quote. She said, "We have watched and have pictures of him working with Liberty Committee to film his commercials. So he is directly working with a political action committee. It's very frustrating." That was a quote from her. That is patently false. In fact, I will challenge Ms. Bridgette if she can provide me a picture with me working with the Liberty Committee as she represented to the public on your show. I will donate $1,000 for my campaign to any cause of her choosing. She can't do it. It doesn't exist. But she went on your show and she said that.
She said because you were working with the Liberty Committee, right?
Yeah, she claimed I was working with the Liberty Committee.
And you're saying, and they have photos of you working with the Liberty Committee.
That was the representation that she made on your show, and it's false.
If you're seen with the Liberty Committee, does that mean you're working with them? I mean, would that be, somebody took a photo of, I don't even know who the Liberty, is that Mark Kent?
I do not know who the Liberty Committee is.
I don't either.
I'm not sure.
I'm aware through a correspondence that I received from the FPPC about a month ago who the treasurer is, because the treasurer was listed.
Who's the treasurer?
I'm not going to mention the name, but it's not anybody I'm photographed with. I do not know who she is. I have not met her.
Okay, so it's a she. So I'm thinking, because Mark Kent, who's got a show on our station, we know Mark very well, his friend, his name has been bandied back and forth, but I'm not sure which group he's with.
We do have to take a break.
Have you been on his show?
Mark Kent, yes, I have.
Okay, so maybe that's...
Yeah. No, but that's not the point. The point is that she said that she has a photograph that she doesn't have, and she said that unequivocally on your show, in public, on Friday.
It's not true.
And it's not true.
Okay.
So when we come back from the break, okay, so this has been like, not defending, but yes, defending yourself against what you say sometimes would be false accusations and some of the things that have been portrayed into the public. And so you're here in that moment. But the next 15 minutes, when we come back from this break, let's talk about Eric Jensen, your platform, what you want to run on, because we're going to be all voting. We want to know. Give us the bullet points when we come back. Fair?
Sounds good.
All right, we'll be right back here. KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This part of the show is brought to you by State Granite. Mike at Estate Granite has been custom altering homes in Shasta County and beyond for many years to come. Estate Granite. Hey, Mike, how you doing? Shout out. We'll be right back.
Hey Shasta County, this is Chris Kellstrom, your Shasta County District 5 Supervisor Candidate. In 2022, I hope we see some big changes, especially in our local politics. We've let career politicians and bureaucrats control our lives for far too long. I'm happy to say I am not a politician. I'm just a regular, red-blooded, hard-working, American-loving patriot who is tired of the same-o. I've worn the t-shirt for several years that says, "For evil to triumph, good men must do nothing." It's time for change, and this particular good man is going to do something. I'm Chris Kellstrom, and I look forward to earning your vote in 2022. You can reach me at 530-744-4539 or go to chriskellstrom.com to learn more. I also have a Facebook page, which is Chris Kellstrom for Shasta County Board of Supervisors, District 5.
Paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, Supervisor, District 5, 2022.
Our summer tribute lineup will keep you cool all summer long with live music inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. From rock and roll classics to country to today's pop charts. Tickets are just $15 each, plus fees. Purchase your tickets now at the River Club, WindRiver.com, or through our Wind River app. Must be 21 to attend. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Residents of District 5 in Greater Shasta County, this is Dan Gallier, proud City of Anderson resident and business owner. I'm proud to endorse Baron Browning for supervisor and hope you'll join me in voting for stability and solutions for Shasta County. Baron has invested his heart in the City of Anderson, is our current mayor, and has operated several small businesses in District 5. Baron's proven track record and success leading the City of Anderson can be seen across our community. Ag and local small businesses, public safety, and community leaders are squarely behind Barron and know he is the best qualified candidate in this race. Please join me in voting for Barron Browning, and let's
get out the vote, Shasta County!
And paid for by Shasta Vote, informing voters and electing qualified candidates, supporting Bridget for district attorney, Johnson for sheriff, Darlene Allen for clerk, Flores for superintendent, Browning and Reznor for supervisor 2022. Committee major funding from Sierra Pacific Industries and Pascenta Band of Nomwaki Indians, not authorized by a candidate or committee controlled by a candidate.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Remember us, the Tula Kid? Well, we're back, and we would like to ask you a few questions.
Do you love TV? Do you like low prices? Call our daddy.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite. You know that by not calling the 800 number for your satellite needs, you get local service, faster installation, and most importantly, we speak your language. We ask the questions to ensure you get the right package for you and your family. We do big dishes, we do little dishes, we do internet dishes, we even do dish dishes.
Dad, I have never seen you do dishes.
That's because I do them most of the time.
So do I.
No, you don't.
Hey, kids, we're working here. Give us a call, and we'll help you figure out the best for your family. Whether it's dish services or local antenna help or streaming services, call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. Or visit us on the internet at btsatellite.com.
B&T Satellite is a DISH authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebot. Hey, everybody. We're not taking any phone calls this last segment, so that we can finish with Eric and get, he's got like a ton of stuff we need to talk about. So, welcome back to the show. It is, the 6th of June, D-Day. And it's going to be a beautiful show. Eric, we've got like 7 minutes left. Linda had a great question about, tell us a little bit about you.
Yeah.
I mean, people need to know who
you
are.
When people go to the voting booth, which is just a few days away.
How about tomorrow?
Let's talk about you, what they're conflicted, what should we do, why should they vote for you? Tell us about you.
All right. I am passionate about the Constitution, about protecting the constitutional rights of the citizenry. One of the big issues that I have mentioned over and over again throughout the course of my campaign is the ever-increasing reality of government overreach and the threat of tyranny. I mean, this is a very real thing. And it's not on my opponent's radar. She said that she didn't know what I was referring to when I was mentioning government overreach. And then she said that it wasn't the job of the DA. I totally disagree. When there are unconstitutional laws coming out of Washington, D.C. or Sacramento, I will have the people's back. That's one of the main reasons I ran. I saw what was going down in my country. I was concerned for my family, particularly my four children. We live in Palo Cedro. We enjoy the community out there. There's a strong sense of patriotism, family, and community. out in that area and in many places here in Shasta County. I think we kind of share that common value. And it is very concerning to me to see the ever-encroaching threat and bleed of liberalism into our county. And it's really not even a right or left issue. It's an issue, like I said, of an establishment that wants to maintain its power and a citizenry that is losing power. So that's really my passion. You know, I was raised by a law enforcement officer, career law enforcement officer. I love truth. I love justice. And that's what really made me decide to enter this race. I was really moved when people in the community asked me to run. They thought that there were problems with the local district attorney's office. And when some attorneys that were familiar with that office thought that I could help out, I felt like I couldn't say no. This is an opportunity that we have as a community to take back what is ours, to make sure that it is accountable, to make sure that there is transparency and that that office is operating with integrity, that it's not being abused to quiet political speech, that it's not being used to for the purpose of favoritism in government. I'm not beholden to anybody. I have a, you know, before I got into this, I had a job in private industry. In fact, I'm still doing that job. And as soon as I am finished here today, I'm going to be doing that, you know, where I have to be accountable. I have to provide measurable results for my clients. But we're not doing that in government. And I don't understand why. We should expect more. And I think it's time. I think people are appreciating that. We've let these positions go unnoticed. You know, there's only been two challenged elections or for district attorney in the last 30 years. And so it is unfamiliar to a lot of people that there would be such interest in a race like this, but there should be. Every 4 years, there should be interest in these races.
I liked about this race, this election specifically, is every elected position out there had two people running for it.
Amen.
I love it. I love it. I love it. And why? Because it takes an incumbent who's been in there several years, perhaps, and or several terms, and never been challenged. Now they have to come out of,
yes,
of, and I'm not saying they're doing a bad job or anything like that, but now they have to come out and talk about what they've done, why they've done it, and what they're planning on doing, and it challenges them to come out and talk to the people. That's why it is so important that we have somebody running. If no other reason is to get them out and talk to them.
Totally agree. I mean,
and they could be absolutely the best dog catcher in the world.
But let them prove it.
But let them prove it.
and that has been one of the real obstacles and actually concerns throughout the course of my campaign, is that they are the keepers of the cards. They have all the data. The public doesn't. So their word is tremendously important. If they're not producing, and they rely upon their word and their position of authority. But we are getting smarter as a people. We know that we have to do our own research and that we can't just take them at their word. And that's what I would encourage the public to do. I have some press releases on my site that you can access on the Facebook page. And one of the things that I exposed during the course of this campaign was the fact that we have a case being retried in this county because a chief deputy district attorney confused and misled a jury. That was a second-degree murder conviction that was overturned by an appellate court judge. I mentioned this fact in a public forum, and Ms. Bridget said that that was not true. She was not telling the truth, and I proved it, and I provided the proof. I provided the case so that everybody could see it, and that's the kind of thing that we need to do. Don't just tell us you're doing a good job. Show us. Show us the data. Show us the numbers. It took me 45 days to get any information out of that office, and I'm still waiting to get information about how much they have been using county resources throughout the course of this campaign. And I've been stonewalled to date. The IT department of this county has not provided the data I've requested. So we have to keep banging on the doors of our government offices as the people to ensure that the officials who are to be our representatives are doing their job and being held accountable. So the other issue that I want to make sure that I mention, issues that are important to me, election integrity. This is something that my opponent hasn't mentioned at all. It's super important. And then the other issue is I will establish a public integrity division in this county so that people have a place to report and have crimes, potentially crimes, committed by government officials investigated. We know how important that is in this county. We're getting all sorts of evidences of corruption. It needs to be investigated.
Okay. Eric Jensen. For Shasta County District Attorney, tomorrow
is the day.
Is the day.
Please, I'm
most
asking.
Everybody's already voted in this county, by the way. I mean,
that's what they say.
They don't start, I don't think they start counting heavy until tomorrow.
How many people are going to the election polls tomorrow?
I don't know. We'll have to find out. Anyway, Eric, thank you so much.
Yeah,
how do people get a hold of you? Last minute.
Yeah, jensen4da.com is the simplest way. There's contact information there. That's jensenforda.com. And looking forward to serving the people of Shasta County.
Okay. Thank you so much for being with us. I know you know it's crazy about this time. We're going to take a break from the news and come back. Enjoy. The magazine
Enjoy.
Is yours. Will be with us.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
The rise, but I do think it could happen. The national average could hit the $5 a gallon mark by mid-June.
The top average in the country continues to be California, $6.32 a gallon. I'm Shelley Adler.
Gunfire over the weekend. Philadelphia's South Street Entertainment District, leaving three people dead. Shootings elsewhere. Chattanooga, Tennessee, three people killed there, and two were killed in a shooting in Mesa, Arizona. Russia's president cautioning the West not to send longer-range missile systems to Ukraine.
Vladimir Putin's new warning to the West comes at his forces' claim to have destroyed Western military supplies in their first airstrikes on Ukraine's capital in more than a month. The attack evidently shows Russia still has the capability and willingness to hit at Ukraine's heart, despite refocusing its efforts to capture territory in the East. Putin's comments in a TV interview that aired on Sunday come days after the U.S. announced plans to deliver $700 million worth of security assistance for Ukraine. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Elon Musk threatening to bail in his $44 billion agreement to buy Twitter. He's accusing Twitter of refusing to hand over information about its spam bot accounts. Rally on Wall Street. The Dow up 315 points. The Nasdaq ahead 210 points. And the S&P is up 56. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Everybody, Mark Davis for Advantage Gold. Investing and protecting your retirement is a real challenge these days. Raging inflation, the hyper-volatile stock market. You don't have to sit and watch it all unfold. Thousands of retirees are safeguarding their retirements with physical precious metals like gold and silver inside their IRAs and 401ks. One company I trust for this, Advantage Gold, the number one highest rated gold company on TrustLink 7 years in a row. For a free gold IRA investment kit, call Advantage Gold, 800-741-4653. Call 800-741-GOLD. Don't sit idly by while the stock market and inflation destroy your retirement savings. For a free gold IRA investment kit, call 800-741-4653. They'll answer all your questions, including if your current retirement account qualifies. Call 800-741-4653. Find out how easy it is to put precious metals in your IRA or 401k. Call 800-741-4653. Gold.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult your investment professional before investing.
As the war in Ukraine rages on, diplomats meeting today, another climate conference in the German city of Bonn.
Overshadowing this whole event is a war in Ukraine, which is intrinsically linked to fossil fuels, intrinsically linked, therefore, to climate change. One of the leading climate scientists, Dr. Svetlana Krakowska, told the BBC ahead of this event that she wanted to see the world make even more of an effort while her country was trying to rebuild and being distracted by this war. She said that now was an opportunity for the world to turn away not only from Russian oil and gas, but from fossil fuels altogether.
The BBC's Victoria Gill, a British citizen sentenced by an Iraqi court to 15 years in prison on charges of trying to smuggle artifacts out of the country, a case that's attracted international attention. The verdict handed down to retired geologist Jim Fitton shocked the court in Baghdad, including his defense attorney. News and analysis, townhall.com. In a crowning moment for her Platinum Jubilee, Queen Elizabeth appeared on the balcony of Buckingham Palace, delighting fans who had been hoping to catch a glimpse of her during the final day of festivities marking her 70 years on the throne.
The 96-year-old monarch has curtailed her schedule in recent months due to problems moving around. Prior to Sunday, the Queen had only appeared in public twice during the four-day holiday weekend celebrations. Officials said she experienced discomfort during those events. Thousands massed outside Buckingham Palace as the monarch appeared on the balcony with her son and heir, Prince Charles, his wife Camilla, and her eldest grandson, Prince William, and his family. The Queen waved and smiled after the crowds belted out, "God save the Queen." Zaria Shakili, London.
78 years ago today, D-Day, the beginning of the end for Nazi Germany, commemoration ceremonies taking place in France. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda Bott. With Liam at the helm. Good morning, Liam.
Good morning.
I like how Liam's such got this new technology. It's just the whistle.
Yeah. Well, you know, it works. He doesn't have to get up.
It works really well. We all jumped.
We ignored the blinking, flashing light.
Pat's the one who whistled at y'all. I cranked the speakers in here hoping you'd hear it.
Oh, okay. No, we don't. We're all just BSing in here. Okay, Liam, thank you. Today, Linda, what's the weather look like today after this weekend?
It's going to get hot, isn't it?
Well, good morning, everybody. It looks like it's going to be 85 today, overnight lows of 60. You know, when you guys come into the studio, I forget all
it's
things.
All chaos.
I have no idea. Okay, so I'm supposed to read the weather at the top of every hour. So, okay, here we go. So tomorrow calls for 92, overnight lows of 65, Wednesday high of 93. Yeah. Wednesday night looks like partly cloudy with a low of 65. Now Thursday, here's where we start to get into the big jump, 99, and Friday 103. So we are into the triple-digit weather, and Saturday calls for 98 and Sunday 91. Slight chance of showers perhaps on Saturday night. So we've kind of been going through this kind of interesting weather pattern. Mm-hmm. There we are with our forecast for the week, and the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, located in Anderson with senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call, 365-3793.
The news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Friday night we had baseball. Saturday night we had baseball. Sunday we didn't have baseball, did we? They can't. We had to. Was that not scheduled?
I'm not sure. But Jared was covering my shift, and he called me at like 6:15.
Yeah. So no baseball.
No
on
baseball.
Sunday. But we had them Friday and Saturday, and it was rodeo night at Colt 45s. And I tell you what, my friends, even though it rained, people came out. It was great, and you missed it. So here's what you missed. You missed the Junior Rodeo Association presenting the colors on horseback.
Wow. On the field.
On the field. Five horses.
Baseball field?
Yeah, isn't that cool?
Baseball field. And tell me, if you don't think Rick Bassetti was watching... And those horses came out. And
don't touch my diamonds.
Yeah. I was going to say. I would.
Well, no, they came out of right field, and they came slowly up behind second base. Beautiful national anthem. The world champion barrel racer, she's out of Cottonwood or Red Bluff, threw the first baseball out, and it was
wonderful.
Just a great night. Saw a bunch of friends from Reading Rodeo Association, Asphalt Cowboys, and all that. But what a good, well, I tell you what, and then those horses turned and walked back off. Now, frankly, I would have liked to have seen them do one turn around the outfield at a gallop, but then we would have had to take Bassetti to the hospital because, hey, we want to have five horses on your, you know, he They treats that field like a child. He's out there. I see him down with little pair of fingernail scissors along the baseline going, okay, just a little bit here, a little bit there. He's a great guy. Okay, we're here with Enjoy the Store, Enjoy the Magazine, and
my
you
favorite
have
time of beginning any month is, right?
Mm-hmm. You have an ice cream cone on the cover.
Double ice cream cone.
Double
scoop.
Well, welcome,
Taste and See.
Rhonda Alvey and James Masada.
Good morning.
Thanks for having us.
All right. Where would we like to begin on this June 6th?
Well, it all started long ago in 1967 when I... No.
It all started when you saw this bright light and kept getting closer and closer, and all of a sudden he goes, "Hello, world!" And Mom goes, "Get out of here!"
My okay. So we are actually on the June, if you can imagine, issue 189, Sunkiss Savor the Summer.
Wow.
You just gave us the forecast, and we're headed to the triple digits. So, you know, I don't know if this is going to be the trigger where summer sticks or if we're going to get a little reprieve again, but it's been going back and forth. And we were talking about that. You know, this year is the first year in, 14 years that we haven't done movies in the park because of the accident that we had. But interestingly enough, this Friday we got some rain, and I don't know if you remember, Rhonda, but for the first 5 years that we did movies in the park, the first Friday that we were supposed to have a movie when we started this event got rained out.
Yep, that's so right. My goodness.
Yeah. Now see,
for the first 5 years,
just the opposite with the baseball game is that it never rained until last Friday, you know, not this past Friday, but the opening.
Yeah.
I tell you what, my new announcers took this. I mean, they just, they covered everything up and we had a 45 minute game delay and then they did it. This week, they brought a pop-up.
Sure.
That they put up so it protected everything, including two rows of people who loved it, got underneath it. And what did it do again? It rained again.
Man. Yeah.
But only for a short period of time. No, so I know what you mean.
Yeah, so I was like, oh, this is kind of reminiscent of our beginning when I, you know, I realized it was raining.
That very first year that you did it, it poured.
I know.
I was soaking, dripping wet.
So you brought movies in the park back.
Yeah, well, no. I mean, we have not yet. This year, we're probably going to try to pull off maybe four movies.
Fantastic.
Maybe one a month. We found a great company in town, Avenue 22 or Ave 22, that is amazing and has a lot of equipment. So we've been doing some things. We did a drive-in movie theater for Cool April Nights. We just did a request from Dutch Bros, where they hired us to come in and do a movie for all their young people.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, which was fun.
Yeah.
And then with those, we've been able to rent equipment by this company. So they have equipment that we can use to make ourselves whole enough to, you know, to do that. So our goal is to try to just get enough funding to just do a couple movies.
Right. Well, we shared, for people maybe listening for the first time and they, you know, you're so involved, both of, you know, James and Rhonda and so many things, not only the magazine and the store, but again, you do movies in the park and you support so many fundraisers. When we talk about the accident, people don't understand that it was your,
one of my twins.
Actually, with all the gear.
Yeah. So he kind of T-boned, the trailer was. He
right.
was totally fine.
Right.
It was his first accident. He was 19 when it happened. But so we had some critical pieces to our system damage.
Right.
And they're very pricey to replace.
Right.
And because we're a nonprofit, we don't have a steady income, right? It's off the generosity of Enjoy and then all of our incredible donors like,
right.
you know, Dignity and, you know, Turtle Bay, those kind of companies that step up and will donate enough money for us to just have a budget to be able to do free movies in the park.
And it was really around the time of COVID. Like, so everything just felt like it was, sidestepping, instepping, whatever stepping,
however you have to survive.
It's called surviving.
Yeah.
Did you know that we two-stepped at the rodeo at the dance afterwards?
Yeah. You have to just whatever it is to be in survival. So well, anyway,
you know,
congratulations that it's kind of back on track.
You're going to come back with it.
Yeah.
It's really unfortunate. Fortunate nobody was hurt.
That's the most
unfortunate. Yeah. Something like that happened. But you know what? It's just equipment. And we can always replace equipment, all right? And
exactly.
And that's going to happen. And then we can go out there. Now, do you have popcorn machines out there?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's the reason to go.
No, the reason to go is to really support just a local thing. And usually it's you highlight a nonprofit or some kind of organization each time.
Yeah, I mean, we do it. We just, it changes all the time. We
and
have
your
a lot
movies
of fun.
Are so great. You can bring a picnic blanket.
Well,
Rhonda
and I went on, when we were waiting to come on, we were on the couch. We were talking about a really cool fundraiser that we might want to try to do.
Oh, good.
So, which would include movie and actually one of the companies that we're featuring in this month's magazine. So we were trying to kind of create a bridge. So to speak. Not literally a bridge. Not
I'm sorry. I was thinking of another one. I saw it over here.
Yes, you were right.
Ooh.
There. Yes, exactly. Yes.
What a cool concept.
Yeah.
Let's talk
it?
About that when we come back. Page 29. If you're listening, or when you're listening to the show, and if you're online, you can go to Enjoy, and you can actually go from page to page while we're talking.
I've got a great idea for a nonprofit, too, as long as you're all looking at on page. Where your page is here? Well, that's not very good. I can't find
it. Go to the page before. It usually skips. Rhonda's lazy. She doesn't like put the page number on
every
page.
We got to take a break while you're looking.
You know what? I don't think
we're
I'm ever going to
find it. Sucking up radio time.
Okay.
We'll be right back. KCNR 96.5.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. My friends, go to this jewelry store before you go anywhere else. Save yourself trips. Save yourself time. They're super people. They've got a great selection of jewelry. They've got the only watch repairman in town, probably in the North State. It's Four Winds Jewelry. This is our jewelry shop of choice. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back.
Dignity Health and Reading West Rotary present the 15th Annual Taste of Reading 2022, Sunday, June 12th from noon until 4 at Reading City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great wines and microbrews, plus live entertainment on 3 stages. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofreading.com. Sample great food and beverages from local restaurants, wineries, and breweries while listening to the Billies, the Stonehearts, Hook, Refugia, and Mark McAbee and Jason Schroeder of Clearcuts. Enjoy fun with the family with face painting and balloon artists. Reading West Rotary would like to especially thank O2 Employment Services and Sun Oaks Health Club for their underwriting sponsorship to their local breweries for this year's Taste of Reading. There will be fun for the entire family, so come on down to the 15th Annual Taste of Reading, Sunday, June 12th at the Sculpture Park at Reading City Hall. Find the complete list of events and purchase your tickets online at tasteofreading.com.
Hello, Shasta County. My name is Chris Kellstrom, and I'm running for District 5 Supervisor. I am not a career politician, nor do I ever want to be. In fact, when I'm elected, I will immediately push for term limits for the Shasta County Board, the current board, as well as future boards. County politics should not be a career move. Overseeing a safe, frugal, friendly, and efficient county government should be seen as a civic duty, not a decades-long employment strategy. A vote for Chris Kellstrom is a vote for term limits and a more efficient, friendly county government. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, Shasta County Supervisor, District 5. Hey, Shasta County, Chris Kellstrom here, your District 5 candidate. Money is important in today's elections, and I'm happy to report that I have raised more money than any other candidate in Shasta County, and all without a single maximum amount contribution. I've been supported by a grassroots We the People group of friends and family, and I thank each and every one of them. We the People is exactly who I will answer to. Please remember Chris Kellstrom when it's time to vote this June. I will represent the people, not big donors and special interest groups. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. In response to COVID-19, NFI has scheduled online Zoom classroom sessions for CCW and CCW renewal. These online courses will be followed up with live fire range training, which will complete your certification. Follow-on range training is done with the same great instructors you've come to know and love. Give us a call today at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
And good morning and welcome to our Monday edition here of Free Fire Radio. And, well, let's enjoy everything. It's Monday. It's the first Monday of the month. We are celebrating, or not celebrating, we're acknowledging D-Day, which was, what would they call an infamous time in our world?
No, it was a day of celebration because we in our nation in the world came across a beachhead, a fortified beachhead in several of these areas, and started the battle to end Hitler's rule, to eradicate the vermin of the Nazi Third Reich, who thought it was perfectly fine to exterminate people. We think of the Jewish people, millions, but they also gypsies, Catholics, people with mental problems, dwarfs, anything that didn't fit their preconceived, horrible notion of perfection were put into these camps.
I would have been gone like that.
The thing is that today was that first day when we came in and invaded Europe.
Not just the nation, but like you said, the Aussies.
It's the world. Yeah. The world came was in. There mm-hmm. Going after him. And a year and a half later.
Well, it just shows you what you can do when you work together.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
And speaking
maybe,
of...
Maybe we should think about that again.
Well, I mean, when we talk about what it is to have imagination and what you can do with your will, I think it's kind of a wonderful segue, very exemplary of... and page 29, you've got Catch a Wave. And much more than that, keeping the music playing with Sound Wave Jam Pad. What a brilliant, I can't get over how brilliant this is. And this was thought up during the time of COVID. What is the one thing that bridges anybody's left, right, you're this, you're that, is music. Mm-hmm. Music bridges all minds, all thoughts. And we were not able to go somehow see this kind of thing.
It doesn't have an agenda except to uplift the human spirit.
So during COVID, we were kind of like drying up, feeling very thirsty and hungry. And can you share with us this story?
Yeah, this is a really awesome story, and it's called Live Music. It's the Soundwave Jam Pad, and it was, I guess, a concept and an idea from two individuals, Donnie Redd, who's here in town, and he owns North State Tire and is very much a passionate person about music. And he was thinking, you know, what can we do to continue letting people listen to music but somehow create the space needed to be able to gather? And the concept came up as, you know, do music on the water, where, you know, the band is on this floating armada for music, kind of, so to speak, and people can hang out on their wakeboards and the backs of their boats and inner tubes and, you know, have social distancing but still be, you know, fun in the sun and around the water. And then also, there was another person that partnered with him in the idea, and I was trying to remember who it was.
Rachel Shannon.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you. And she, there was a music festival that she attended, I think, or something like that, and there was a company that came around with a mobile recording studio, and it was solar powered. So if there was a music festival, you could go in and you could go in as a person and record something.
How fun.
Right? So it was kind of a hybrid
That's
idea.
Brilliant.
Of both of theirs to do this. The Soundwave also is really cool because once it hits a trailer, it becomes mobile on land. So they can actually just trailer it somewhere and stabilize it and set it up as a, you know, ability to do a concert with lighting and all that stuff from the trailer. So it's a, you know, a pontoon boat with a first floor, but then the entire stage is built on the second story, so it's way up high so everybody can see it. You can probably watch and listen to music.
Like a floating sound stage.
Yeah, it's exactly what it is. And so it's a brilliant idea. It's super cool. It's taking off. People are just absolutely loving it. You can see the picture, how cool it is.
Right. You can see the photos of people just paddleboarded up or brought in their boats, and they can hear a band and you know, that's floating on the water. And if you experience what it is to hear music on the water, that is just its own joy.
So, Donnie comes into our store regularly for like First Fridays and wine nights. And I've been really kind of striking up a friendship with him. He always comes in and supports us and buys gift baskets and things. So he's super cool. He reminds me a little bit of Rod Stewart.
How cool is that now? Yeah. He's a musician?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah. He's super cool. I reached out to him, and I was talking with Rhonda when we were sitting here about, you know, we're still thinking about doing fundraisers and things for Movies in the Park, right? To just raise some funds to rebuy our equipment. And I thought, wouldn't it be fun if we could have them show up at the shore, like in Oak Bottom, and have music, and then also a set up movie on the shore. So you could float on one direction and listen to music for a few hours, and then, you know, turn around in your little floaty and watch the movie Jaws while you're floating in the water during the night.
I don't know about that, but I bet you there'd be some that would love that.
Yeah. I've been actually at a request for years for us to do something.
Yeah.
And we tried to do it, and then the fires obviously stopped us. So
Well, we would totally support that. We get behind that in a big way. And then also you on one of the stories that you've talked about as well is the Sundial Bridge. At the beginning of the magazine is called Learn Something New with the Sundial Tours.
Yeah.
Can we talk a little bit about that?
I didn't know that they did tours.
Yeah, neither did I.
I didn't either. I mean, at one time I did a Segway tour when they used to have the Segways, and that was so informative because you would put the headphone on and do the Segway.
Mm-hmm.
So you were like right in the middle of the nature, and they would tell you all the history about what happened with the flooding and before the Sundial Bridge ever was there and the eagles and that nest over there. And I thought, God, it was fascinating. And then they stopped the Segway tour. So I want to know about this.
Did you crash?
I did not. But they give you a little, at that time they gave you a little 15 or 10 minute you know, in a little quarter there. And
it's pretty easy, but right at the very beginning, it's like,
ugh. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I wish they'd bring those back.
Me too.
So, anyway, on page 25, there is, you know, going to learn something with Sundial Tours.
They have tours that they offer where you can walk along and get lots of statistics and information. And there are two women that were retired that kind of spearheaded it and got that going. The Sundial is a she, right? So they refer to her as her.
Okay. All right.
And they, you know, they tell you the things where it's like she's a beauty. She's 17 feet tall, 720 feet wide, its width or across the river, its span, and 23 feet wide. So they, you know, those are her stats.
Well, that's interesting because they call boats she.
She, uh-huh.
Except for when they, I don't know, it just made me, my inquisitive brain went, but when they give a name, they still call it the ship a she, even though the name could be, you know.
Masculine, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I just think, and I don't know if that's an interesting thing, is that's a holdover from other forms of language. Because, you know, a lot of times the Latin language, there are male and female words. You know what I mean? Like, they are male or female, the way that they're pronounced or how their ending is.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if that's something that we kind of just pulled across. I always find it interesting. But nonetheless,
they do these tours every first Friday and Saturday at 10 a.m. or by appointment.
So, all right.
Yeah, so if you are interested.
Yeah, because there's a lot of stuff. The girls are really cool. They say, you know what, they learn as much from the people that are touring as they know themselves. There are a lot of, they say, people from all over the world that, like, immerse themselves in, what's his name, Calatrava? History.
The famous bridge builder. That's fascinating.
Fans, and so they research bridge statistics that he's done all over. But when they come here, they'll actually say, oh, did you know blah, blah, blah? And the ladies will be like, no, I didn't know that.
No,
and
but
they'll go research it, and then it becomes part of the tour.
Fascinating. It's such a spectacular. We have to be so proud of that bridge in the North State. What a destination. And from the fortitude to get that accomplished with the community and with the people that were responsible for raising funds to have that happen, we have grown into so much more beyond that, which is something to be proud of. Did you have to take a break? We're
this
over time.
This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. I tell you, we have insurance with Judy Maxwell, and she sits down, she explains it to you, she talks about all the ramifications. You can do this, or you can do both. All of these things. And she's been doing this since 1993. So she has built a financial analysis and financial assessments branch, and then the insurance branch. So you can get a hold of her by stopping by 1378 Hilltop Drive or make an appointment at 221-0441. That's 530-221-0441. Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We'll be right back.
Hey Shasta County, this is Chris Kellstrom, your Shasta County District 5 Supervisor Candidate. In 2022, I hope we see some big changes, especially in our local politics. We've let career politicians and bureaucrats control our lives for far too long. I'm happy to say I am not a politician. I'm just a regular, red-blooded, hard-working, American-loving patriot who is tired of the same-o. I've worn the t-shirt for several years that says, "For evil to triumph, good men must do nothing." It's time for change, and this particular good man is going to do something. I'm Chris Kellstrom, and I look forward to earning your vote in 2022. You can reach me at 530-744-4539 or go to chriskellstrom.com to learn more. I also have a Facebook page, which is Chris Kellstrom for Shasta County Board of Supervisors, District 5.
Paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, Supervisor, District 5, 2022.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win.
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Have you seen this article? Insurance companies are fleeing California.
More politics and regulations driving up the cost of insurance for all of us.
Isn't it always? Wait, don't we get to pick the insurance commissioner?
Yes. I was just reading about Vincent Eugene Allen. He's a doctor and a businessman. He's spending his own money running for insurance commissioner.
His own money, not Sacramento's?
His own money. Dr. Allen and his wife, Connie U. Allen, own 7 successful urgent care clinics in Los Angeles. He's an insurance expert.
What does he have to say?
He says we need to take political science out of the office of the insurance commissioner. Take a look at this website, electdrallen2022.com. Vincent Eugene Allen is proposing an independent statewide audit of insurance rates. That's a real policy proposal.
I'm marking my ballot for Vincent Eugene Allen for insurance commissioner and turning it in early. Don't forget to get yours in before June 7th.
Paid for by Dr. Allen for Insurance Commissioner 2022.
North State Relief, a nonprofit serving Northern California communities, is raising awareness that there are free financial counseling services available to North State residents, provided by certified counselors at Balance Pro. They offer free HUD certified financial counseling for debt, rental, and mortgage assistance, student loans, and financial counseling for veterans and fire victims. Get advice from the pros at balancepro.org or by calling 1-800-777-PLAN. That's 1-800-777-7526.
Hey, KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to readingcivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advanced Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive pre-sale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
Residents of District 5 in Greater Shasta County, this is Dan Gallier, proud City of Anderson resident and business owner. I'm proud to endorse Baron Browning for supervisor and hope you'll join me in voting for stability and solutions for Shasta County. Baron has invested his heart in the City of Anderson, is our current mayor, and has operated several small businesses in District 5. Baron's proven track record and success leading the City of Anderson can be seen across our community. Ag and local small businesses, public safety, and community leaders are squarely behind Baron and know he is the best qualified candidate in this race. Please join me in voting for Baron Browning and let's
get out the vote, Shasta County!
Ad paid for by Shasta Vote, informing voters and electing qualified candidates, supporting Bridget for district attorney, Johnson for sheriff, Darlene Allen for clerk, Flores for superintendent, Browning and Reznor for supervisor 2022. Committing major funding from Sierra Pacific Industries and Pascenta Band of Nomlaki Indians, not authorized by a candidate or committee controlled by a candidate.
I wanna turn the whole thing upside down. I'll find the things they say just can't be found. I'll share this love I find.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. 8:38 in the morning here on June 6th, 78th anniversary of D-Day. Over 120,000 soldiers, sailors, and, well, I don't know if there's any Marines. There might have been a Marine just attached to go in there. Brits, French, Aussies, everybody. It was the day they came across the beaches at Normandy. And this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the nation's top hospitals, top 50 cardiovascular hospitals, one of the top-rated hospitals for the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, the only one in the area with the Da Vinci XI surgical robotic system. This is a great hospital. It has been rated an A rating 2 years in a row from an organization that only does that. They take all the statistics and they rate the hospitals in the United States. So one of the things I would do if I'm getting ready to go to a hospital and I have a choice, I'd take a look at that rating. Before I'd go to an A rating, which is Shasta Regional, as opposed to another rating. We're here with Enjoy the Magazine, Enjoy the Store, Rhonda Albee and James Masada.
Good morning. Good morning.
And we're
back.
Talking... Theater.
We're going to be switching gears here a little bit because we all know that James and Rhonda have been so involved with all things in the North State. Well, in 13 counties, in Joy, the magazine is in. Is it still 13 and counting?
Yeah. Give or take.
Okay, but in all of these years that we've known James and Rhonda, who also have a show here on one Thursday a month, is the birthing of Riverfront Playhouse and the new building. And I just want to say that I did see Steel Magnolias there, and it was brilliant. Everything about the playhouse was brilliant. I loved how everything was thematic. It was just directed beautifully. The seating, everything about it was really a great experience. So, congratulations on that accomplishment.
Thank you. It's been a labor of love for sure. And we're open and we're doing plays, and right now Proof is playing, and Proof by David Auburn. And it is all about math and mental health, and it's pretty amazing.
Like the borderline of am I out there, too, out there, or?
So the woman, the lead person is, had been taking care of her father, who was a mathematician genius, and he ended up having some mental health issues. Well, come to find out, this daughter of his is also a mathematician genius, and she's starting to think that she has some mental health issues as well. So she talks to her dead father during the play,
okay.
And I don't know if you know John Welsh, but he plays the father.
Oh.
And he is brilliant. Mallory Glavin plays the main character, and she was in Steel Magnolias. She played Truvy in Steel Magnolias.
Okay.
And she is amazing. It's a really thought-provoking play, and hopefully we'll get people to come and see it. It opened on Friday. It plays Friday, Saturday, Sunday until June 18th.
And would it be considered a drama?
It's a drama.
Okay, and it's called Proof, again. And if you've not been to Riverfront Playhouse Presents, we are going to give away 4 tickets right now. So either we'll take 2 calls for 2 tickets each, or if you want to do 2 couples, or if you want to take your kids, or if you want to take maybe somebody's – I mean, it's very thought-provoking, I'm sure. Give us a call right now at 605-4567 because we do want to support Riverfront Playhouse and all that you're doing, and we love live theater, and the people that are in this theater are locals.
Yeah.
Everything about it's local.
Cool. Isn't it cool? Live theater, when
cool.
You're there, there's that gap of time that you're there, you kind of are lost in the theater, you know what I mean? Like everything in the outside world kind of disappears.
Exactly.
While you're there and you're so immersed because it's right in front of you.
Right.
You know?
So give us a call, 605-4567 for tickets to the upcoming performances to go all the way to June 18th.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
you know, we've been going to the theater, and Linda usually drags me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she does. To concerts, to I tell you what, the symphony.
But you love them when you're there.
Oh, no, when
there.
I'm there, I have a wonderful time.
I'm the same way.
I am. And then I tell you the one she didn't have to drag me to is the symphony.
Oh, Scott I love the symphony, yeah.
Oh, my gosh, I wish we could have made this the last one, but we were engaged somewhere else, as usual.
I'm one of those people, too, where it's like, you know, do you want to go do this? And I'm like, I don't know. And then, I, you know, they make all this noise, and then I get there, and I'm like, that was awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait a minute. Wait. Does...
I think you'd really
Yvonne,
like this.
Does Yvonne go, you know what? You got... You know what? I'm just tired of dragging you to
yeah.
these
oh,
things.
No.
Why can't you enjoy them? And then...
She's a superstar.
They forget that we do enjoy them, you know? So, anyway...
Yeah, she's dragging me all over the place, believe me. And she hears my belly aching constantly. And then,
oh, boy.
And then she's like, you're dumb.
Oh, you know what? That's a good answer. You're not cursing or anything. You just look and go, you're dumb.
You're dumb.
Okay.
Moving along to what's happening in the magazine, also Nigel Skeet has done a kind of a synopsis, if you will, with a beautiful picture on top of Backyard Adventure. Again, we were talking about the mosquito serenade, and I feel like where have I been? Have I been out of town and these good things happen, or have I been engaged
elsewhere?
That
just goes to show you, even a person of your stature in the community still doesn't even get the opportunity or know everything that's going on all the time, because there's stuff everywhere.
Every day
County.
There's something you
it's
can
crazy.
Do in this, yes. And
oh,
so
yeah.
In your backyard adventure, there's several things on page 59. Again, if you're at home and you're online, you can go to Enjoy. What's the new new website?
It's just enjoymagazine.com.
Okay, yeah. enjoymagazine.com, because I know you said
we've really revamped
your site.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. So it's much cooler.
And you can go from page to page.
Oh, yeah. You can read the magazine online in a magazine format and, you know, flip pages. And a lot of times there's hyperlinks, too, so you can click on something and it'll take you to that individual's website or something like that. So, yeah, this is the California Adventure District article that we have. Monthly in the magazine, Backyard Adventures Exploring Shasta County. So we're pushing really hard on the Shasta County side of things. But, you know, did you know that Shasta County is 38,000 square miles?
No.
I mean, so there's a lot to do, a lot of land.
Well, you know, if you think of
all right,
just
3,800 square miles.
Okay, I was going to say that was, you know, but if you think about that, the city of Redding 60 square miles.
Yep.
And so, but you're right. They're absolutely right. When I think about this place, and I think about, you know, we're weird just like everybody else at times, but the people, the fact that, or, you know, we run into so many people in this job, and by a long ratio, the vast majority are such nice people.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, there's others, but we very, you know, you rarely run into them, and if you do, it's kind of such an anomaly. It's kind of like that.
Yeah. And just real quick, the California Adventure District, we actually, I do that with Nigel. Every Wednesday night, an hour-long show. Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. Okay, hey, we have to take another break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, across from Lucky Miller's in the parking lot, has been cutting my hair for 15 years. They've been around a long time, and it's a veteran-owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. They work by appointments. 244-9478 is the phone number. It's man's last stronghold. This is where to go to get a great haircut. We'll be right back with Enjoy the Magazine, Enjoy the Store. May I say it, Enjoy the Empire.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Hello, Shasta County. I'm Mandy Trusis, and I am proud to be voting for and endorsing Aaron Reznor for supervisor. This is Aaron's hometown. Her heart is all in, and Aaron has always worked to put the safety and success of our community first. That's why local businesses, public safety, and community leaders are fully supporting her in this race. Aaron is the qualified, experienced leader we trust. She will lead Shasta County to new heights. Aaron's leadership is exactly what Shasta County needs. So please join me and let's get out and vote. Vote Aaron Reznor for supervisor. For more information on Aaron and all the experienced local leaders on the ballot, go to ShastaVote.com.
and paid for by Shasta Vote, informing voters and electing qualified candidates, supporting Bridget for district attorney, Johnson for sheriff, Darlene Allen for clerk, Flores for superintendent, Browning and Reznor for supervisor 2022. Committee major funding from Sierra Pacific Industries, not authorized by a candidate or committee controlled by a candidate.
Wind River Resort and Casino with Primal Fighting Championship presents Fight Night.
Caged Inferno.
Extreme mixed martial arts cage fighting on Saturday, July 16th.
In the cage. Full contact fighting.
Tickets start at $35 plus fees.
This intense action-packed event sells out.
Call 1-800-280-UWIN to reserve a room in our hotel and purchase tickets.
Download the Wind River app. Must be 21 to attend.
MMA fighting is heating up with Fight Night.
Caged Inferno.
Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hello, Shasta County. My name is Chris Kellstrom, and I'm running for District 5 Supervisor. I am not a career politician, nor do I ever want to be. In fact, when I'm elected, I will immediately push for term limits for the Shasta County Board, the current board, as well as future boards. County politics should not be a career move. Overseeing a safe, frugal, friendly, and efficient county government should be seen as a civic duty, not a decades-long employment strategy. A vote for Chris Kellstrom is a vote for term limits and a more efficient, friendly county government. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, Shasta County Supervisor, District 5. Hey Shasta County, Chris Kellstrom here, your District 5 candidate. Money is important in today's elections, and I'm happy to report that I have raised more money than any other candidate in Shasta County, and all without a single maximum amount contribution. I've been supported by a grassroots We the People group of friends and family, and I thank each and every one of them. We the People is exactly who I will answer to. Please remember Chris Kellstrom when it's time to vote this June. I will represent the people, not big donors and special interest groups. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
The pandemic has taken a toll on our country.
The Dow plunging hundreds of points, its worst showing of the year.
A shaky economy, financial strain, all made worse by politicians trying to take advantage.
California, New York, a lot of the blue states where businesses are really struggling to find people. And so what can they do?
Homelessness, rising crime, constitutional rights infringed upon by shutting down schools, churches, and small businesses.
There's a lot going on in the economy. There's a lot of uncertainty at the kitchen table.
Now is the time to stand up for community. Now is the time to move people forward.
I'm Kevin Cry. I'm not a politician. I'm a lifelong Shasta resident, and I don't recognize what our community has become. I'm running to lead with backbone. I'll prioritize public safety and make our community more affordable.
Our local leaders have let us down. We can do better.
Let's bring the North State back.
Paid for by committee to elect Kevin Cry, Shasta County Supervisor, District 1.
Convert your calling into a career at Shasta College this summer. Get a jump start on being transfer ready or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree. Our summer sessions offer flexible class times and formats with online and some in-person offerings. Plan a cool summer of hot classes by enrolling at Shasta College today. Summer session classes begin June 13th. Achieve more, earn more at shastacollege.edu. Enroll online today.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
And welcome back to our final segment here on our Monday morning. This is Linda Bott, and I'm here with
Carl
the
Bott.
Guy I...
Carl Bott.
I'm here with him.
It's Carl Bott. It's Bott. Carl Bott.
That's awesome.
I love it. Okay, that's how we start our Monday morning. This is Casey and our...
The way we started our Monday morning was... Where's my phone? Where's my phone?
Yeah, it's true. And you know what?
Linda, don't start my morning.
No, I just want to know how many people. I it's gotten worse with my age and my life.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's either my keys, my glasses, or my phone.
Same here.
And all right, thank you. Okay, did
so,
you?
So, with that said,
yes, just move on.
I have a phone. I have keys. So and I have an Apple Watch. And they all talk to each other.
Yes.
So I use my phone to find my watch. I use my watch to find my phone. I use my phone to find my keys because I have an AirTag on it.
Yes.
This is what we did. We put put a tile on her on her phone.
Oh, okay.
And so she can find her phone and her keys.
Okay, so my
just
keys,
by pushing a button.
Yeah.
So long story short is that it's interesting how you think you lose something, but you know you didn't because you saw it, but you can't find it. So the keys were at my parents' house. I was ready to leave. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, where's my key? So we really literally turned the house upside down.
Mm.
This is thus the tile.
Mm-hmm.
My mom and dad and I turned the house upside down. And I was in a panic because I was ready to go. Well, we had Carl had an overnight, a fob. So I spent another day in Sacramento. Well, not too long ago, so thus the whole set of keys gone. Couldn't figure it out. My dad dug through the garbage, literally emptied the outside garbage, thinking, did we throw it out? Well, it fell down in the sofa.
Uh-huh.
And how we found it was something fell behind their couch. And there's this little Velcro thing that happens in the back of these newer couches.
Uh-huh.
That you open it up and it's right there at the base.
Mm-hmm.
The keys were laying right there months later. So when it comes, that's when we got the tile. So this morning, I'm running around trying to find the phone. And the reason I'm telling everybody this is because you're not going insane like in Proof. is that we finally got to the tile. And I thought if your phone was off that you couldn't hear the tile. Because I called from the house phone to the cell phone several times. And the tile phone, the little tile buzz, I could then find out I left my phone in the back spare bedroom while I was cleaning it up or something like
that. I'm always looking for my keys. And here's what happens to me. I play the sound on my Apple AirPod.
Yes.
And I can hear it, but I keep walking around trying to find it going, I can hear it, but I can't detect really where it is.
Okay.
Right? It's in my bag that I wear on my hip.
Yes.
So I hear it, but I can't find it because it's on me.
Yes. We all have those stories. So thank you for making me not feel too too out there. We are here with Rhonda Alvey and James Masada from the founders of Enjoy the magazine and, of course, Enjoy the Store. We love this publication, that stays alive because people advertise in it. So we always think if somebody is looking to maybe open a business or they're in a business and they need more, want to advertise, go into Enjoy and you can see it in print. It's lovely to do that and you have the greatest stories. Now, NorCal Boomtown BMX.
Mm-hmm.
So that is reviving.
Yes, in Shasta Lake City. And it kind of went on a hiatus for a while, and some of the older riders became board members, and they are reviving it, and it looks like it's just going strong now.
Where is this track?
It's in Shasta Lake City on Shasta Dam Boulevard, kind of by where the baseball field is. Right across from that.
That looks so cool.
Yeah, it's really
cool. See, now this is something that I didn't know about.
And it's been there for a long time.
Yeah, but because it says
30 years.
Yeah, 30 years. It talks about in the last paragraph that there's a gal named Alicia who says that it feels like a throwback for her and the board, too, because she remembers 30 years ago her love for racing, and a lot of it changed, but it stayed the same.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really important. I think this is a great sport. It's a family sport.
Incredible sport.
And although I never did anything like this, but if your kids
I didn't either, but I had a lot of friends that did. And back in the 80s and stuff, these are the bikes that we used to ride around, right? And
right.
We used to spend all the time here in Shasta County. There was empty fields everywhere in every neighborhood. So, you were just basically BMXing everywhere.
Right. And finally, let's go into the Mosquito Serenade. You definitely have a wonderful article regarding mosquito serenade, which happens in Anderson, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so Anderson Park?
Anderson River Park at the amphitheater.
Yep. It starts this Wednesday.
Yeah, and it's a huge turnout. If you have never done it, I mean, you should go once just to check it out and see if it's in your wheelhouse. It's nice. Obviously, it gets hot, but you're down on beautiful grass. Anderson does an amazing job with this park. They've just redone last year, I think it was, some trees came out. They replanted new trees and new grass, and it's right by the river. So as soon as the sun starts to dip, you get usually a cool breeze right off the water. And
it's free, right? It's
you can't beat that.
Vendors have food there, so yeah. you can grab a snack.
Have a taco and get your chair there. And it says that Pam Tillis will headline the final concert of the season August 17th.
Yep.
So, I mean, what better thing to do? To be outdoors, listening to some great music, having some good food.
And it gets pretty crowded.
Oh, no, there's a lot of people.
Great pictures. Yep. So, we'll have to find out who's on that. But thank you so much for all that you do, both of you. Have final words, final thoughts?
What's going on in the store, James?
Oh, gosh, so much stuff has been happening. We finally are getting things done. The kitchen's getting close to being able to call the county for inspection, and hopefully we're going to be offering, first thing out of the gate will be ice cream. So we're going to be doing some fun stuff like that. Lots of new products have been coming in, some new, really great new vendors that have done some really great art pieces that are large, like, you know, tables and side tables and behind the couch, you know, iron wood tables.
And, gotta head in there and see what you have.
A lot of it's one of a kind. Yeah.
Right.
So,
we like that. Also, well, you've always done
it's a
that.
Great store.
Yeah, thanks.
If you have not been in there lately, go back.
Go back.
And you can have some, when's your wine tasting?
So Thursday, Fridays, and Saturdays from 4 to 8 right now. Again, once the kitchen's approved, that'll allow us to activate so we can start pouring as early as 11 any day of the week. But we have wine sales as far as bottles anytime that you can add to your gift baskets.
Right.
Which is cool.
Cool.